Illegals instructed to vote Biden for border goat, stay open. Texas border business. Texas border business. An investigation by the Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project has brought to light controversial flyers distributed by the Resource Center Matamoros, RCM, a migrant advocacy group based in northeastern Mexico. These flyers, found throughout the organization's premises in Tamaulipas, including on the walls of portable toilets, are urging illegal immigrants to vote for President Joe Biden in the upcoming 2024 U.S. presidential election. The flyers, translated from Spanish, explicitly state, "Reminder to vote for President Biden when you are in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open." Matamoros, Mexico, where these flyers were discovered, lies across the border from Brownsville, Texas, a focal point in the ongoing debate over U.S. immigration policy. President Biden spoke in Brownsville in February, addressing the challenges of illegal immigration at the southern border. The discovery of these pro-Biden flyers, reported by Muckraker and shared with the Oversight Project, raises significant legal and ethical questions, particularly as U.S. federal law prohibits non-citizens from participating in federal elections. This issue comes amid heightened scrutiny over voting rights and election security. On Friday, former President Donald Trump endorsed new legislation by House Speaker Mike Johnson, ARLA, to require proof of citizenship for voters in U.S. elections. This proposal directly responds to concerns about illegal voting and electoral integrity. View the flyer below. Resource Center Matamoros describes itself as a 6-unit office complex serving as a hub for HIAS, originally Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, which provides legal assistance and support for immigrants in Matamoros. The organization, under the leadership of Gabby Zavala and in partnership with other advocacy groups such as Angry Tias and Abuelas, has been a vocal advocate for the rights and well-being of asylum seekers. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, recently impeached by the House for allegedly failing to enforce border laws, has passed ties with HIAS, adding another layer of complexity to the situation. Documents obtained by Judicial Watch reveal that Mayorkas has also engaged with leaders from Lupe and Angry Tias and Abuelas, both known for their advocacy on behalf of migrants. The flyer's advocacy for a U.S. presidential candidate by a foreign-based organization violates U.S. law. It spotlighted the intricate and often contentious relationship between U.S. political processes and migrant advocacy. As the 2024 election approaches, the implications of such actions could profoundly impact U.S. immigration policy and the integrity of its electoral process. GO stands for Non-Governmental Organization. It refers to a group that operates independently of any government, usually through individual volunteers and private funding. NGOs are typically nonprofit entities organized locally, nationally, or internationally to serve a social or political goal, such as humanitarian causes or environmental issues. In the context of this article title, "Illegals Instructed to Vote Biden for Border Go to Stay Open," the NGO mentioned is involved in advocacy or providing services related to immigration, operating near a border area to assist migrants and refugees with legal, health, and social services. Source: https://x.com/oversiper/status/17800543064541679.